is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that good in my life in this world.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Very familiar passage of scripture. We want to thank God for these ministers of music and this choir that is here, and all the soloists. We want our deacons that are present, and we want to thank God for all of you. Psalms number 30, commencing at number 4. And this recorded the following words. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endured but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I want to talk about, I need something to help me through the night. Thank you, Ursus. I need something to help me through the night. Back in our young, evil days, you know what you use to help you through the night. Look how you're looking. You're not that holy yet. Whatever that you would endure, your E&J, Crown Royal and Coke, when your money was tight, you got MD 2020. Boone's Farm, 3 for $5. Look at you super saints in here. And you use these things hoping that it will help you just through the night. But unfortunately, when it wore off, you were still dealing with the night. But I want to introduce you to someone who can give you something to help you through the night. And I must tell you before we get into the text, that each and every one of us will experience nights. Either you're heading into the night, or you are presently in the night, or you've just been brought through the night. And one thing about nights, it cares not, are you rich, poor, black, white, we all will experience these nights. But in the text, there are some helpful holy hints to give us some nuggets to help us through the night. He starts in verse 4. He says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. The first thing that helps me through the night is consultation. And as I look at the text, its focus is on David as he explains the transient nature of weeping. and the intimate approach of joy in the aftermath of difficult times. This psalm was used as a liturgical services after the death of David. But at the time of its writing, theologians believe that this was a song of David's joy, having overcome difficulties in his own life. This song is an occasion to be believed to be a dedication to the palace that David built for himself shortly after becoming king. And after being confirmed by the elders, both Israel and Judah, David was anointed king over all Israel. But when the palace was complete, he dedicated the palace to God. And noted theologian Matthew Henry stated that when the new palace was dedicated, this psalm is believed to be the song of dedication. Watch this. Before he entered into his new home for the very first time, David gave praise to God upon the reflection of his life. Look what he's saying in verse 4. He says, sing unto the Lord, oh, ye saints of his, give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. David says, I have here consultation. God has already consulted with me, even before I get into my new home, that everything is going to be all right. You see, the problem that we had, we want to praise God in the aftermath of blessings. But you need to learn how to praise God while hell is still going on. God is consulting with you. He says, remember the holiness. Remember the things I brought you through. Remember the hell I delivered you from. And even while you're in the midst of the night, you can still give me joy because you know I'll come through for you. Is there anybody can testify and say, even in the midnight hour, I can still trust in God? Why do we panic when we go through troubles? Why do we panic when our faith is being tested? If you got a cutoff notice Friday, this is not your first one. You've got one before. And didn't God bring you through it? See, my wife sitting here, watch this. Daryl, we had so many candlelight dinners, but it wasn't by choice. We didn't have no lights. But guess what? God brought us through. Is there anybody can testify and say he consulted with me? Even while trouble was around me, I was still able to give him praise because I knew the aftermath of my trouble will be God bringing me out of what I am presently in. So what helps me through the night? I have consultation. You've already confirmed. Now watch this, watch this. And then he says, for his anger endureth but a moment. Not only do I have consultation, now I have consolation. His anger is a terrible thing. And generally we bring the wrath of God upon ourselves by some evil act we have performed. And I'm tired of the scapegoat people using when it comes to church. I would come, but the preacher not right. I would come, but the deacons are not right. I would come, but the church members are not right. Who told you they were right? The only one that is righteous is Jesus himself. God didn't call you to come to the preacher. He called you to come to his son. Don't you know the church is only crooked people trying to get straight in Jesus' name?
All right, preacher.
When you stand before God and he asks you, why didn't you come? And you start blaming preachers and deacons, he's going to say, wait a minute. Your preacher didn't hang on the cross. Your deacons didn't hang on the cross.
I didn't love the world that I gave a preacher. I loved the world that I gave my son. And I told you, whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And while you was looking at the preachers and the members, you should have had your eyes on my son. We have lived our lives at some point. We have angered God and frustrated him. But aren't you glad that his anger is only but a moment? That's consolation for you and I. That is only but a moment. But let me flip that coin. God can do a lot of things in a moment. Red Seas have been split in a moment. Daniel was brought through a den of lions in a moment. Three Hebrew boys was rescued out of a fiery furnace in a moment. When Moses came down, ground opened up, and those who rejected fell in the earth, that happened in a moment. So don't get beside yourself and say, I can do what I want to do. His anger is not. But God can speak. Men can die in a moment. His own anger only lasts but a moment. But watch this. In his faith. Is life. And Pastor Williams, the ultimate blessing for any believer is to receive the favor of God. When a person is a favorite, he or she receives special treatment. They are received special treatment because you are favored. You see, Jacob and Esau were twins, but Jacob was favored by his mother, worked to secure him the blessings from Isaac. What he received was not because he deserved it, he received it because he was favored. When a believer considers their life, he ultimately recognizes the fact that I am a recipient of God's favor. And don't get me wrong, it's great to be blessed, but it's better to be favored. Blessing is a reward for work performed. But favor, on the other hand, includes blessings for no reason at all but the fact that God loves you. While you run around hollering about I'm blessed, I say I'm favored. Because you may have got something from God, but since I'm favored, I got a little bit more. Watch this. Sister Maddie was not only blessed, but she was favored. Preacher, I don't believe. I need some evidence. Present me with the evidence to prove that she was favored. 95 years, tell me she's favored. 1,140 months, tell me she's favored. 4,940 weeks, tells me that she's favored. 34,675 days, tell me that she is favored. 832,200 hours tells me she's favored. 49,932,000 minutes tells me that she's favored. 2,997,972 seconds tell me that she's favored. That's all the proof I need that she was favored. While you walking around hollering about I'm too stressed to be blessed, I just want to be favored. While you hollering about naming and claiming, snabbing and grabbing, I just want to be favored. See, I don't don't need to drive a 2018 to be favored. I don't need to live in three-story houses to be favored. I don't need six or seven figures in the bank to say I'm favored. See, Satan can give me all that, but what Satan can't give me is joy in the midst of my trouble. Peace in the midnight hour. That's when I know I'm favored. Is there anybody here just wanna be? When you're favored, you can say he didn't have to bless me, but he did. When you're favored, you can say he didn't have to heal me, but he did. When you're favored, you can say he didn't have to save me, but he did. He says, weeping. There are times when we are going to experience weeping. And I'm not one of the type of pastors to tell you not to cry. You need to cry. You cry because you will miss her presence. But you're not crying because you're not worried about her salvation. Yeah, you need to cry because you loved her. And that's mama, that's grandmama. You love her. Yeah, you're going to miss her presence. And guess what? Sister Maddie, when people say you lost your grandmother, you lost your, no, you didn't. Because when you lose something, you don't know where it is. God just called her to a better place. He says, weeping. And we all weep. We cry when we're happy. We cry when we're sad. But the Hebrew word in the text where he says weeping, it means a continuous, steady dripping from the eyes. Never stops. He just keep on weeping. Mothers weep for sons and daughters. Fathers weep for their families. But those who weep also learn the trust. That's why I can sing the song, I've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. Pastor Williams, Pastor Price, I remember one day my wife talked me into watching one of the Lifetime movies. And you know, men, if it wasn't an action, if it wasn't some bang, bang, I didn't want to have nothing to do with it. But she talked me into watching one. Then, you know, I start getting interested. But I didn't let her know. And there was a happy ending to the story. She up there. And it got me, brothers. Brothers, don't leave me on this limb by myself. It got me, and my eyes started watering, and tear fell down my cheek, and then here she gonna look over. Baby, are you crying? I said, no, this sinus is killing me.
All right, Pastor, we with you. Come on now.
Brothers, come on, you didn't been there. Every now and then we will find ourselves weeping. So I have consultation, I have consolation, but then watch this. I have confirmation. He consulted with me, he consoled me. Now he's going to confirm something to me. He says, yeah, you're going to cry, but you're weeping. May endure but a night, but joy will come in the morning. How many can testify and say, I've got confirmation that trouble won't last always? I've got confirmation that I'm going to have joy. I've got confirmation that my darkest nights are followed by the brightest days. I've got confirmation that my heavy burdens are followed by a multitude of blessings. I've got confirmation that my sorrow of the day is followed by pleasant times of tomorrow. I've got confirmation in my weakest moment. God will give me strength in that hour. Is there anybody here can testify and say the Lord will provide? He give me patience in the midst of my problems. Contentment in the middle of criticism. Support in my suffering. Stability in my pain. Hope in my hardship. He's able to lift me when I'm bowed down. He's able to dry my tears when they're stained with wetness. Is there anybody here can praise on the confirmation that trouble won't last always? Paul says, as I get ready to leave you, for we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God. A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Heaven doesn't have any hospitals. There are no nursing homes in heaven. There are no rehabilitation centers in heaven. There are no psych wards in heaven. Yeah, family, it may hurt you to see a go. But you have to remember that this night won't last too long, because I've got confirmation that joy coming in the morning. So go ahead and cry right now. Your tears are just a temporary relief. Your tears or just a release of the pain, the sorrow, and the grief. Your tears are expressions that cannot be controlled. A little crying is all right, but after a while, you won't have to cry no more. God is going to wipe every tear from your eyes. Weeping may endure but a night, but joy will come in the morning. Hold on, morning is coming. When morning comes, it won't be sadness. When morning comes, there won't be no setbacks. There won't be no backsets. When morning comes, there won't be no more death. When morning comes, there won't be no more disappointments. Hold on, the sun will shine again. The songwriter said, one of these old mornings, it won't be very long. You're going to look for me and I'll be gone. Then another songwriter said, come and go with me to my Father's house. In my Father's house, there is joy. In my Father's house, there is peace. In my Father's house, there'll be no more crying. And I'm glad to tell your family, there is room in the Father's house. Is there anybody here? No, God is able. Is there anybody here? No, the Lord can make a way out of no way. While I'm in my darkness, while I'm in my night, I still believe he's worthy of my praise. While I'm sitting there, my heart may be broken, but I still believe he's worthy of my praise. And when I look at worship, I want to give God what I owe him. I don't believe systematically New Cool and the Gang.
but she still celebrated. I don't believe she might didn't know who earth, wind, and fire was, but she kept her head in the sky. I don't know, did she know who Maze was, but she experienced joy and pain. I don't know if she ever met Frankie Beverly, but she knew one day she'll be back in stride again. Is there anybody here? No, my God is able. Is there anybody here? Wanna praise the Lord while the night is going on? And I don't know about you, my brothers and my sisters, but God's been good to me. As I get ready to leave you, I got a story I wanna share with you. This little boy, he was playing on the rooftop, and while he was playing, he slipped and he fell, and he was lying motionless on the ground. The mother went outside. She called 911. They picked the child up. For 2 hours, the doctor was in the hospital. He was in the emergency room. He came out. He was shaking his head. The mother began to cry. He said, "Baby, you can dry your eyes. I'm not shaking my head because your child is gone. I'm shaking my head that your child don't have a bone broken in his body." 2 weeks later, they made it to church, and the preacher was talking about the identity of Jesus. He said his hair is like lamb wool, his eyes are like balls of fire, his feet is the color of polished bronze, and his voice is the sweetest voice you can hear. And at that moment, that seven-year-old boy started running down the aisle saying, "Thank you, Jesus, you're all right with me." He fell on his knees before the altar. The little seven-year-old boy said hallelujah to the name of Jesus. The mother ran down the aisle. She kneeled on side of her son. She said, "Baby, can you tell mama what's wrong?" He said, "Mama, didn't you hear the preacher said Jesus' hair is like lamb wool, his eyes are like balls of fire, his feet is the color of polished bronze, and his voice is the sweetest voice you can hear?" She said, "Yeah, baby, but what does that have to do with you?" He said, "Mama, that's the same man that caught me when I was falling from the roof." Somebody here may feel like you're falling, but he's right there to catch you when you fall. Isn't he all right? Do you know he's all right? He died on a rugged cross, put him in a borrowed tomb, but the third day morning he got up with all power in his hand, getting ready to leave you. But can I ask you one thing? Can you stand on your feet, grab your neighbor by the hand, and look him in the eye and tell him these words? Say, "Neighbor, it may be dark. Neighbor, it may be dark, but hold on, joy is coming. Hold on, he'll make a way somehow. Ain't he good? Oh, ain't he good? If you know he's good, say it. Say yes. Say yes. Oh, yes."